Press TV headlines. The Saudi-backed regime in Bahrain is putting doctors on trial for treating injured protesters. Three Palestinian children are wounded as an Israeli ordnance explodes in Gaza. Palestinians reject Israel's call for scrapping a unity deal between Hamas and Fatah.
I don't think that Israel has any right to poke its nose in our internal affairs.
And in Pakistan, more tankers carrying fuel for U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan are torched.
It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of world news on Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. The Bahraini regime says it will try medics and nurses in a military court for treating anti-government protesters. Bahrain's justice minister says 47 doctors and nurses are charged with what he calls promoting efforts to bring down the regime. This comes as the crackdown on the opposition is intensifying. Saudi-backed regime forces have also detained dozens of other medics, accusing them of helping protesters. But the targeted medical staff deny the charges, saying they are under professional obligation to treat the injured. Dozens of protesters have been killed since the Bahraini revolution began in mid-February. Several of them have lost their lives while in custody. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed regime troops have intensified their clampdown on opposition demonstrators. Fresh footage shows a protester being brutally beaten to death by regime forces. Reports say he has been confirmed dead. Saudi-backed government troops have also attacked graves of slain protesters. The violence comes on the heels of fresh arrests of opposition members. Reports say two former members of parliament were abducted from their homes by plainclothes forces on Monday. Matsar Ibrahim Matsar and Jawad Fairuz resigned from parliament in protest against the regime's violent suppression of opposition rallies. Well, for more on those stories coming out of Bahrain, we're joined by Mr. Saeed Al-Shahabi, who is the Bahraini opposition leader, who joins us on the line from London, England. Mr. Al-Shahabi, as always, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. Now, you know, doctors are being put on trial because they have treated patients. I mean, these are obviously blatant human rights violations, aren't they?
Well, these are serious human rights violations, of course. You cannot just snatch people from their homes and put them at will to court and try them for doing their duty. These doctors, if they did not treat the injured, they would have been at fault, because people and the human conscience would object to a stand in which they would just be onlookers without taking active action to treat these injured. So trying them in this military court will be a flagrant violation of their rights and of the international dignity and feelings.
Right, so Mr. Al-Shahabi, where's the international outcry then? Why has the world chosen to remain silent in the face of brutality in Bahrain?
It would have been maybe understandable if some people kept quiet or silent, but what worries us is that the West, and especially the United States and Britain, are not only silent, but they are actively involved in the regime's policies and in the regime's brutality. There are reports that among those who are planning these attacks and these acts are foreign mercenaries and foreign experts, especially from those two countries. So we are appalled by this attitude. How could they justify to themselves supporting a dictatorial, repressive, inhuman regime like that? I think the international community owes the Bahraini people a serious apology for what it is doing to it. People are being killed, maimed, tortured, arrested, tried in military courts. Where are we living? Which century do we live? Despite what the West is saying today, that they are for democracy and for human rights.
All right, so we will have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Saeed Al-Shahabi, Bahraini opposition leader, joining us on the line from London. Mr. Al-Shahabi, as always, we do appreciate your insight here at Press TV.
Well, moving on now, Human Rights Watch has called on Saudi authorities to immediately release a detained rights activist. The watchdog says a wave of arrests in Saudi Arabia is jeopardizing any hope for reform in the kingdom. On Sunday, Saudi police arrested Fadl al-Manassef for taking part in anti-monarchy protests in Qatif. Saudi Arabia has been the scene of anti-government demonstrations since 2 months ago. The protesters demand political rights and freedom of expression. They also condemn Riyadh's military involvement in neighboring Bahrain. Nearly 150 people have been detained in Saudi Arabia during the recent protests.
Demonstrations have been held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, against a Saudi-backed Bahraini crackdown on opposition protesters in the Persian Gulf Shechtum. Well, a group of Iranian doctors have protested in front of Bahrain's embassy to denounce the crackdown. They condemned what they called Al Saud and Al Khalifa's brutal crimes against Bahrain's defenseless people. The protesters also chanted slogans against Israel and called for unity among Muslims around the world. A similar rally was also held by a group of students elsewhere in Tehran.
Reports from Yemen say embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh is hindering mediation efforts aimed at ending the country's political crisis. Two associates to Saleh say he has asked the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council's chief to delay his visit to Yemen. They say Saleh had sent a letter to the GCC chief asking him to delay the visit to, quote, an indefinite date. The letter was sent on Monday, just as the GCC chief was expecting to meet with Saleh to persuade him to sign a mediation deal. Yemen's opposition spokesman also says the GCC chief failed to travel to Yemen because Arab mediators did not receive the signal they were expecting from Saleh. Yemen's president has so far rejected opposition calls to step down immediately. Protesters also want him to stand trial.
In Libya, a car bomb has exploded near the headquarters of the National Transition Council in Benghazi. The bomb exploded some 200 meters from the headquarters of revolutionary leaders. Nobody was hurt, but nearby buildings were reportedly damaged. This is the first car bombing in Benghazi since the revolution in Libya began back in February. The eastern city is a stronghold of fighters opposed to the decades-long rule of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Our correspondent in Benghazi has more on the situation in the city.
A parked car that was later quickly found to have been a stolen car from Benghazi just exploded in front of a large crowd in an area of Benghazi that's really become something of a revolutionary fair or a revolutionary marketplace where people sell trinkets and flags celebrating the revolution. A large crowd, about 2,000 people, has now packed the area shouting defiance, shouting that Benghazi will never be afraid of Gaddafi, will never return to his rule. What is significant is that earlier today, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the dictator's eldest son, made a speech in Libyan state in which he said that Benghazi would be given a shock from which it won't recover. Many people here took that as a threat that something would happen here today, and indeed it has in the shape of this bomb.
Well, in Gaza, a piece of unexploded Israeli ordnance has gone off, injuring at least three Palestinian children. The blast occurred late afternoon on Tuesday. One of the victims has lost two of his fingers and is in serious condition. Dozens of people have been killed in such explosions in the besieged coastal enclave in the past. Plenty of unexploded ordnance is left in Gaza after Israel's war on the Strip at the turn of 2009.
Israel has urged the Palestinian Authority to scrap its unity deal with Hamas, prompting a strong reaction from senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat. Let's take a closer look.
Representatives of 13 Palestinian groups, including Hamas and Fatah, as well as independent political figures, struck the landmark deal in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The deal paves the way for parliamentary and presidential elections within a year. It also requires the formation of a unity government and a higher security council. the council is to integrate forces of both Hamas and Fatah. Scenes of jubilation in the besieged Gaza Strip a day before the Palestinian factions signed the unity deal.
We are just too happy with this. We trust the two parties, you know, and then we want the actual action from them. We don't want the media or the papers of the conferences there in Egypt. We have the actual activities.
Similar scenes were also seen in the occupied West Bank. The unity deal has angered Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called on the acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas to cancel the deal. Tel Aviv says it would not cooperate with a Palestinian government that includes Hamas as a member. Fatah has strongly defended the deal. The head of the Fatah delegation in Cairo slammed Netanyahu's remarks as unacceptable interference. The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, has also sharply criticized the Israeli regime for Netanyahu's meddling remarks.
I don't think that Israel has any right to poke its nose in our internal affairs. Israel has signed agreements with us in the contractual nature with the PLO. We honor our agreement, and Israel should honor its agreements. And Israel has no right to interfere in our affairs. And Netanyahu was saying that who shall I make peace with, Gaza and the West Bank, and he knows that without reconciliation we can't have peace. So he's seeking pretexts. This Israeli government is only seeking pretexts to avoid implementing its obligation emanating from the roadmap and other commitments.
Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. Time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. The Saudi-backed regime in Bahrain is putting doctors on trial for treating injured protesters. Three Palestinian children are wounded as an Israeli ordnance explodes in Gaza. Palestinians reject Israel's call for scrapping a unity deal between Hamas and Fatah.
I don't think that Israel has any right to poke its nose in our internal affairs.
And in Pakistan, more tankers carrying fuel for U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan are torched.